Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about what are you talking to yourself about? I know we all have conversations going throughout the day amongst ourselves. It may not be conversations out loud where other people can hear them, but we're always talking in a conversation in our minds, in our hearts, our thoughts. And, you know, the Bible says what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And I recently had read a devotion from one of my favorite devotional books, New Morning Mercies by Paul David Tripp, which I highly recommend. And that was kind of the theme of that devotion that day, you know, about your thoughts and about your words and the conversations that we all have with ourselves. And Paul David Tripp says, you know, today you will spend solitary moments of conversation with yourself, either listing your complaints or counting your blessings. Ouch. I'll say that again. Today you will spend solitary moments of conversation with yourself, either listing your complaints or counting your blessings. So I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you have a life of blessing or complaint? Let's be honest. It's easy to grumble, right? It is so easy to find fault in ourselves and in others. And it's also really easy to be discontent. And, you know, the enemy wants you to do that. We realize that, right? You know, the enemy in John 10:10, a verse we talk about every month on Hope Is Here, maybe sometimes seems like every week, but it's just a verse that I think is so powerful and so true. John 10:10 says, the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in that next breath, Jesus says, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And the enemy, man, one of the ways he steals and kills and destroys is with those conversations that we have with ourselves and those thoughts. A book that's one of my top 10 books of all time is that I've ever read is The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. And in fact, it sold over 1 million copies. She did a revised edition, I think about 4 or 5 years ago. I read it 20 years ago, and it was a game changer for me. The Bible talks about taking every thought captives. But, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is it's so easy to find things that are less than you want them to be in your life. And it's easy to be irritated, to be impatient. It's easy to groan and moan about the difficulties of life. Groan and moan. We all know people like that, and I got to get in your business today a little bit. Are you one of those people that the enemy has gotten you into a bad habit of groaning and moaning a lot and just have a real critical and negative spirit? And recently, I had dinner with a group of friends, and one of them is my good friend Jennifer Schindler that has the stage 4 cancer. And doctors have done all they've done, and barring a miracle, she'll be going to heaven this year and possibly even maybe later this summer. And yet one of the friends in the group didn't realize that she had that. And we've been hanging out. It was at dinner at a friend's house, and people were just small talking things. And then it kind of got around, and the host was kind of making sure everybody knew everybody. And got to this person, and she asked Jennifer, says, hey, do you work? What do you do? And so Jennifer had to share that she had the stage 4 cancer. And, looking at her, you wouldn't know. She has the joy of the Lord, had a big smile. She was not complaining about it or anything. And so she just very calmly and sweetly shared that, I have stage 4 cancer, and I've not been able to work for about 1.5 years. But before that, I did this. And of course, the other friend just felt awful that I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh, you don't need to be sorry. You know, God has been good. He's been faithful. And, I'm in some pain and it's kind of tough at times. I have so much to be thankful for. And man, I just was like, Lord, forgive me for the just things that I have whined about today, this week. Help me to have a spirit like Jennifer and just to love Jesus and trust Jesus. And she said, God is good, even with where I'm at in my life and don't know how much longer I will have. And I just like, you know, I want to be like that. But it's easy to get into groaning and moaning. And, you know, 10 things could be going on in your life, and 8 of them actually pretty good. But what does the enemy get you to do? He wants you to focus on the 2 that aren't going well. And so, I mean, it's easy to be dissatisfied. It truly is. And you have to make a conscious choice. And here on Monday, I know if you're on the radio, you're definitely listening to it on Monday, but on the podcast, if it's Monday you're listening, you know, draw a stake in the ground and say, I am not going to complain. I am going to be a person that counts my blessings, and that I am positive and I am thankful and I am grateful, and not focus on those things. And I know maybe the question we asked, and Paul David Tripp actually asked it in that devotion that day, he said, you know, why are these things so easy to do about groaning and moaning? Well, they're easy because sin still causes us to make it all about us. What? It's not about me? Are you serious? I mean, right, friends? The enemy wants you to make sure that you are always running through the filter, WIIF. What's in it for me? And it's easy to get in this filter of running everything in our life through that filter of what's in it for me. And you have to be intentional and only doing what John chapter 3, verse 30 says, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. Can we not be guilty and fall into that trap of WIIF, what's in it for me? And Jesus modeled that when, you know, he said, not my will, but your will be done. And, you know, he loved the Lord's Prayer, and it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But I've been guilty of doing my will be done on earth, and hopefully that's what you want in heaven too, God. Oh, goodness. And I know I'm stepping on some people's toes today, because we are all guilty at times of thinking it's all about us. And dying to self is hard, friends, and that's one of the reasons I do with Hope is Here, to encourage you to refocus and get that vertical relationship right, that one focusing on what God says about you, what Jesus says about you, what God's Word says about you. And then it's amazing how much better those horizontal relationships go in our lives. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, sin really is selfishness at its core. And we all still tend to shrink our worlds down to the small confines of our wants, our needs, and our feelings. I mean, think about that. We all tend to shrink our worlds down to the small confines of our wants, our needs, and our feelings. Or, another way to say it, my wants, my needs, and my feelings. And then we tend to judge the good of our lives by how much of what we want we are able to actually have. And you know, at the street level, it's easy. It's tempting and easy to live a God-forgetful existence. If you put yourself in the center of your world, you will find plenty of things to complain about. Ouch. I'll say that again. If you put yourself in the center of your world, you will find plenty of things to complain about. And it's so, so easy, friends, and the enemy will make sure you do it. I mean, the fact is, if we combine the hardships of life in this fallen world with the self-centeredness of sin, you have a recipe for disaster, or at least a miserable life of discontent. Oh, such good stuff there from Paul David Tripp. Combine the hardships of this life in this fallen world with the self-centeredness of sin, and you have a recipe for disaster, or at least a miserable life of discontent. I want to ask you today, are you miserable? And it's easy to get that way if you focus on what you don't have instead of focusing on what you do have. And you know, the Bible does not see grumbling and complaining as little things. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, Moses recounts how the people of Israel murmured. They grumbled about their lives, and embedded in that murmuring were questions about the goodness and the wisdom of God. And God's assessment was that by their grumbling, the people had rebelled against him, and they had shown that they were unwilling to do what God had called them and enabled them to do. And I love this quote by Paul David Tripp. He says, "The joy or complaint of your heart always shapes your willingness to trust God and to do His will." The joy or complaint of your heart today always shapes your willingness to trust God and to do His will. I mean, complaining forgets God's grace, doesn't it? It ignores God's presence. It fails to see the beauty of God's promises in our lives. It allows the display of God's splendor in creation to simply go unnoticed. And that's one of the things I'm thankful that hopefully as I mature a little bit in my 50s, and can't believe I've got another birthday coming up on June 23rd, I'm like, really? Another year has already gone, and I've tried to be so much more appreciative and thankful of nature and just the beautiful sunrises and the sunsets and just some of these, the clouds, the blueness of the sky, the beautiful flowers that are in bloom here in central Kentucky. And, you know, I don't want to turn my man card in, okay? Doesn't sound real masculine, but I do just think, man, if it's this nice on earth, can you imagine what heaven's going to be like? That part gets me really, really excited. But, you know, complaining questions God's goodness, His faithfulness, and most of all, His love. And I've been guilty of that, friends. That's why this devotion, man, it spoke to me. And that's why I'm sharing it today. Paul David Tripp, New Morning Mercies. And I'm just so thankful that God, you know, Lamentations chapter tells us in verses 22 and 23 that God's mercies are new each and every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. And man, some days I get into that groaning, moaning, complaining, and questioning God's goodness, His faithfulness, and love. And I'm so thankful we get a fresh 24 hours to get our hearts reset and get them in the right place and not doubt if God cares about us, if He's there. Because if you believe in God and His control over everything exists, then you have to accept that all your grumbling is ultimately grumbling against God. Ouch. That's so true, though. Paul David Tripp said, if you believe in God and His control over everything that exists, then you have to accept that all of your grumbling is ultimately grumbling against God. So let's be honest today. Yes, it is so easy to complain. It is so easy to forget the daily blessings that fall down on each and every one of us. Our readiness to complain is another argument for the forgiving and rescuing grace that Jesus, without complaint, willingly died to give us. Friends, I just want to encourage you to look to the cross today. You know, we've kept the cross up at the church. We're a pastor, Gardenside Christian Church, and we've been keeping it up there right in the front of the stage to the right since Easter, because I keep reminding people, and I need to be reminding myself, that everything's different. Everything changed because of the cross. And even though it didn't cost us anything, it cost Jesus everything. So I want to encourage you today to simply just take some time as we wrap up this program to say, God, thank you that you gave your best, your one only son, Jesus Christ. Please forgive me of my sins. And thank you that because of Jesus, that I am forgiven of my sins. And today I praise you and thank you for my many, many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.